The Alien and Sedition Acts were four bills that were passed by the Federalists in 1798, under the presidency of John Adams. The Federalists said that these bills were needed to help strengthen the national security during the Quasi-War, which was a war fought between U.S. and France, which led to an undeclared naval war. Federalists also believed that Democratic Republicans, who were mostly made up of immigrants, that their criticism was not loyal and not cooperative. Due to that, the Federalists had fear that the aliens living in the United States would be on the side of the French. Because of that, the Federalists created four new laws, which to us is now known as the Alien and Sedition Acts. In addition to this statement made previously, we can further argue that these laws affected immigrants immensely by progressively making it harder to become a citizen, harder to vote, and giving the president power to deport foreigners. I created a fictional character who migrated from Africa to the U.S. James Pfeiffer immigrated in 1915 from Africa to the U.S. on a ship. The ship was very overcrowded, the odor was really bad, diseases were spreading, it was very dark because he had to stay on the lower deck due to no space on upper deck, and very unsanitary. James, along with many others, immigrated for religious freedom and factory jobs for family and many other reasons. He moved to cities in the North for higher-paying jobs. His reasons for leaving the South were due to the religious persecution and racial oppression in the form of Jim Crow laws. In 1884, social reformers began to create establishment of settlement houses and put them in poor areas where middle-class people would volunteer to live there, hoping to share knowledge and culture with their low-income neighbors. Reasons for doing so were to know their neighbors intimately, to share their education and/or Christian values with their neighbors. These households were known as friendly and open households. Even though they targeted immigrants, they were very judging to the immigrants. Now, it may seem as though social reformers were being very generous for creating the settlement houses, but that's not always the case. They were found to be very judgmental and condescending. According to Lewis, the dance halls had many rules that were condescending, making the immigrants feel like children. For example, Jane Addams, who is a social reformer, referred to the dance hall of immigrants as trashy and just a place for irresponsible teenagers who were looking for pleasure. She believed that immigrants needed to be Americanized in order to succeed. These are examples of how social reformers were judgmental and condescending. In 1884, social reformers began to create establishment of settlement houses and put them in poor areas where middle-class people would volunteer to live there, hoping to share knowledge and culture with their low-income neighbors. Reasons for doing so were to know their neighbors intimately, to share their education and/or Christian values with their neighbors. These households were known as friendly and open households. Even though they targeted immigrants, they were very judging to the immigrants. Now, it may seem as though social reformers were being very generous for creating the settlement houses, but that's not always the case. They were found to be very judgmental and condescending. According to Lewis, the dance halls had many rules that were condescending, making the immigrants feel like children. For example, Jane Addams, who is a social reformer, referred to the dance hall of immigrants as trashy and just a place for irresponsible teenagers who were looking for pleasure. She believed that immigrants needed to be Americanized in order to succeed. These are examples of how social reformers were judgmental and condescending.